Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
Hello and welcome to Share Talk. Today I'm joined by Tony Fabrizi, who's CEO at Blue Star Capital. How are you today, Tony?
I'm very well, Zach. Very well indeed.
Right. First question, I'm going to pretend that I didn't get excited by David Beckham's presence in your business. And that wasn't the reason for the interview today, but it may have been. Could you just start off with that, just to get that out of the way?
Yes, absolutely. Well, as everyone knows, we announced last Thursday that the Guild had announced a deal where David Beckham was becoming associated with the company, and also the fact that he was a large shareholder in Guild. So clearly that's very newsworthy for the press and got a lot of coverage, which is excellent for Blue Star and obviously our investment in the Guild. So how much involvement David will have will clearly we'll only know over time, but clearly he has a lot of experience and he brings a lot of credibility with him, so that's great. We also announced that the exec chair has just joined, and he's obviously a very high profile individual with many years experience in esports, so I think he's probably the more important announcement, to be honest with you, Carlton. And there's also someone who's joined the board regarding branding, who's got a lot of experience in that world, so I think those two gentlemen are going to be day-to-day more important than David Beckham, but clearly David Beckham name and his involvement are going to bring a lot of interest and hopefully players, etc., to the team. So that's very exciting news for us.
Well, I mean, there's a couple of, I mean, apart from that that clickbait news that there was last week, the real issue and the real excitement, let's say, with Blue Star at the moment is in a post-COVID world, seeing online and software and technology in general sort of reach a golden age. It looks like we're really moving ahead. We've got the Nasdaq record highs despite all the woes in the real world.
Yep.
And esports has been something which has been waiting in the wings for a long time. Do you see that the last 3 months as being a turning point for a lot of the investments that you have and for Blue Star as a whole?
Yes, I mean, esports, as you're sure aware, has been growing, very quickly over the last sort of 5 years, if not longer. So it's not suddenly emerged. But what has happened is people have suddenly become aware of it. So there's been, obviously millions and millions of people heavily involved in this area. But the general public perhaps haven't picked up how big this is in the investment community. So certainly this period of what we've been under the COVID-19 has certainly brought far more attention to this area. And clearly that's very good for Blue Star because we have the 6 early stage investments, as you know, which we took last November. So hopefully we'll see a lot of benefit from what's going on for those companies. And in particular, if I can just perhaps touch on one of the other announcements we made last week, it's a company called Dynasty Esports. And in my mind, this is actually the bigger of the two announcements last week. Dynasty have actually announced an exclusive deal with the Malaysian Esports Federation, which is effectively the government, to control esports throughout Malaysia. And Malaysia itself is a very active centre for esports, 20 million gamers and esports fans, $550 million spent last year in this area. So to effectively joining up with the government to manage this sector on a five-year deal, I think you can see the potential what this means to the company. So, I'm very excited about that deal. And in fact, there's a company in Indonesia which is doing a very similar thing. It's actually got a platform, a portal for the sector called Denaya Games. And that was launched by the largest telco in Indonesia 3 years ago, and has 18 million monthly active users, and talked about valuation of $1 billion. So, we own 13.7% of Dynasty. And, I'd like to think that this company has, may have some potential. So you can see that could be enormously important to Blue Star. The other four investments, while we're talking about esports, there's less news on those. We did actually announce a couple of smaller deals earlier in the year. Neither of those has particularly progressed. But I have a lot of hope for Googly, which is the Indian-based esports business. And I would be quite excited about what they may be announcing later this year. So if we were to get three big wins in our six portfolio, six companies, then you know, I think on anyone's estimation, that's a pretty good result.
Right. I mean, a lot of the interest, I suppose, as I said, post-COVID, has gone into the tech companies and investors in the tech space. You know, Blue Star's been around a while. Do you think that, like, say, for instance, you know, one of your older investments, Satoshi Pay, will also, let's say, get over the line in the way that maybe, you know, the investors of old have been looking for?
Yes, well, I mean, obviously, Satoshi Pay, there'll be a lot of people disappointed by what's happened there. I mean, when we first made the investment 3 years ago, you know, we took a very large stake, as you recall, of 38%, and we've been diluted down to 27.9 now. But we, you know, 2 years ago, there was an awful lot of excitement about Satoshi Pay, and on the back of all this happening with cryptocurrencies. And, you know, we did actually try to reverse Satoshi Pay into Blue Star 18 months ago. And unfortunately, markets didn't allow that. And so we had to stop that process, and it cost Blue Star a lot of money. And, you know, a lot of shareholders were pretty disappointed about what happened there. But I think if you look at Satoshi Pay today, it's moved away from the initial area of investment, which is micropayments, which, you know, they have a fantastic solution for this. But unfortunately, you know, the market hasn't caught up with the solution. So we've got a great product, but no market. So, and that does happen with tech companies, and particularly something, you know, the forefront, trying to push the boundaries like Satoshi Pay. So the good news is, rather than just wait, which would have been the wrong step, they've actually moved into what I think is an enormous market for them, which is B2B payments. And in this is the biggest payments channel globally between the banks. I thought about $500 billion in fees a year. I mean, so we are talking enormous market. And clearly, the banks are monopolized this area. But the service they provide, you know, is not very transparent. It's costly and often slow. So it has quite a lot of issues. And Satoshi Pay solution, you know, deals with all three of those. It's almost immediate. The cost is, you know, significantly less, if not, you know, a fraction of the cost. And it's very transparent. So I think it ticks an awful lot of boxes. You know, what they have to do is get the product out in the market. So it's built, it's being tested now. It's going to take a bit of time. There's obviously quite a lot of regulatory issues regarding this, so it's not easy. But the progress is good, and certainly a lot of customers are waiting. So we're pretty sure there's a big market for this. So, you know, we've got to be optimistic. I would hope, and they're working on the basis this product will be out by the end of the year. And if that is the case, then, you know, I think the upside for Satoshi Pay is significant.
So it could actually be the case that Satoshi does better in its new guise than it might have done under what
Absolutely.
People were expecting before.
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, this is Satoshi Pay is a very big company if they can get this solution right. And, you know, we own 27.9% of it. So, you know, we're already up 200% on the last valuation. I would expect an A round first quarter next year if they can get this up and working and looking to be like it's going to be succeeds, you know, an A round obviously significantly more than we've got in our books for. So, you know, I think there's an awful lot to be hopeful for with Satoshi Pay, but, you know, it is pushing the boundaries of what's being done on blockchain at the moment. And, you know, it does come with risk.
But in the meantime, you've got the esports to keep people occupied.
Exactly. So that's why we took the decision last November to actually, you know, dilute and raise money at a low level to do the esports deals. And I hope now, you know, that's proved probably to be the right decision. We've got some exciting news coming out in esports over the next 6-18 months, I'm sure. And I believe in that time, you know, Satoshi Pay will hopefully deliver on this B2B payments, and then we'll have a very big success in our hands there. So that's I think they're a nice mix. Satoshi Pay is certainly slightly longer term, but I think we've got a lot of news coming on the esports side, and obviously news is very important for, you know, AIM companies.
Tony Prabhuji, CEO of Blue Star Capital, thank you very much indeed.
Zach, my pleasure. Thank you very much.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.